Happy Halloween, nerds. This week, don't miss a special spooky batch of episodes from NPR's new daily science podcast, Shortwave.
We're going to talk about parasites that take over and control the brains of their hosts.
Yes.
Much like a podcaster does to their audience.
Listen and subscribe to Shortwave from NPR.
All right, Marissa?
Hey, Lindsay.
I'm ready to play Full Blown Meltdown.
What is Full Blown Meltdown?
All right, so a couple weeks ago, maybe a week ago, Bob opened his mail and he came over to our desk and he gave us this Pup zine. Pup, you know, the Canadian band that we love. So we got this zine and in it is a board game. It comes with two buttons to represent us. We've got our buttons, we've got our dice.
I got a 5.
Okay.
3, 4, 5. I landed on life on the road.
This is great. Okay. This is actually, there's an action item.
Hey guys, what you doing?
Sorry, Bob. This is a board game for 2 players only.
Wow. What did
okay,
she get?
Okay. 5 says, your singer blows out their voice, so you have to drop off a tour missing 5 shows.
Oh my gosh.
Mm, this is tough.
That's scary. and it happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
Let's play some music. You roll the dice. Maybe you'll get something better.
All right.
Since Marissa rolled the dice, Lindsay, you pick the song. Oh, by the way, you're connected to All Songs Considered. And it's NPR Music, and it's a board game, and I'm Bob Boylan, and Lindsay McKenna and Marissa LaRusso are here, and keep going.
We've got a new song from Illuminati Hotties. It's called People Pleaser.
I like that so much.
Yes.
And it was puppy related. There's something about trading your puppy for a wolf.
Yes, exactly. So Illuminati Hotties is Sarah Tudson's tender punk project. Last year, she released her debut, Kiss Your Frenemies. It came out in May. It was one of my absolute favorites of the year. I think I talked about it to anyone who would listen to me. And this year, she's toured with American Football, also with Pup. So, you know, the zine fits. And among other things that she's done, she released a song, again, the dog theme, called I Want to Keep Your Dog. We really, this is all dogs considered. But this is another one-off single that there's no album that we know of yet. But all proceeds from this song on Bandcamp will go to the Trevor Project. So it's a pay what you want offering. Wow. The Trevor Project provides crisis intervention and suicide preventative services for LGBTQ young individuals under the age of 25. And she said that this song was created in a couple weeks ago in a vacuum, sort of one of those late night things. And she put it up and it is so fantastic.
I love that. You know, Lars and I just did a whole show about Bandcamp and a decade stuff, right? So we're doing a series of 10 podcasts, sort of moments, things that happened in the 2010s. And we did a whole show on Bandcamp. And one of the mission of Bandcamp is to make it possible for artists to do things, in this case, fundraise and so forth, and make it easy for that to happen. And that's so exciting that they've chosen to do that. Great cause. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Where are we going? Are we rolling the dice?
I think I have a song I'd like to play, but I would love if Lindsay would roll the dice first.
All right, let's see if I
can do this.
This
is the Pup fanzine game that maybe is online
to buy. Oh, no, that was such a dud of a roll. But I landed on 4. Oh, no, the van's transmission blows.
Oh, no.
Use your advance to buy a old van. You fill in the word there. That will probably break down. Move back 4 spaces. Man, we just keep going back to the start.
Wow. The music industry is rough.
Is anything good going to happen in this game? Looking ahead.
Lindsay, what's our final purpose in this game? Like, what's the grand prize?
It says the object of this game is for at least one bandmate to make it to the maybe things aren't so bad tile.
Okay,
if you do,
great.
Congrats. That's literally the best possible outcome.
Oh, my. You have, Marissa, you have something new from an artist we know, but not quite in this form.
Yes, I have the first single from Frances Quinlan's debut solo album. Frances is, of course, the lead songwriter for the band Hopalong, of whom I am a really big fan. The really early Hopalong records were mostly just Frances by herself, but this is her debut album under her name. The album is called Likewise, and this first single is called Rare Thing.
And they do dog songs too, don't they?
Yes. Hopalong's last album was called Bark Your Head Off Dog. We're really big on dogs
wow.
today.
I'm just gonna we'll keep digging into this. It's going somewhere. All right, here we go.
My love, in the dream, you were all speaking. I was too shocked to make any one of my tired speeches listen. That's a rare thing for me. Sunlight touches on the plants that I've been torturing. Yet when delay before your face lights in
This is good.
It is good.
Which you're saying with the smile that is like huge. I mean, the smile goes from like the one earphone to the other earphone, right?
It's rare that I'm this happy in public, but Frances Quinlan's song is worth it. But I reached out to ask her what the song is about, and she said, "A friend told me once that love is at its core a power struggle. His conclusion dogged me for years. I sometimes still worry about it possibly being true, that we all love each other in this utterly conditional and selfish way. Worse, that I am guilty of treating others always with my own interests at heart. My niece was not yet born when I had that conversation. She's almost three now, and when I visit her, I find that the shame I carry around everywhere loses weight as I witness her joy and fascination with the world. It's not that I'm cured of my cynicism. I don't know that you can be cured. But she provides evidence to me constantly that there is indeed a greater and grateful kind of love, not focused on gaining higher ground or taking anything away from anyone. My niece's love for others is so generous. She's known me for such a short time and loves me anyway. I'm grateful to her and was thinking about her when I wrote Rare Thing."
Wow. Oh. That's so sweet.
A beautiful way to love indeed.
That's great. This is like puppy love.
Yeah.
Should I roll the dice? Can I?
Sure.
Can I
give it a roll. Here we go. Yeah. Good roll. Good roll.
You got a six.
Let's move Marissa's piece. Little Dipper schedules a conference call. Let's see.
Conference call. Does that mean a meeting?
Your media conglomerate is Little Dipper. Okay. Oh, gosh. A much younger, and let's face it, a better band with a very similar name starts gaining a massive following, so much so that they send you a cease and desist letter. Ooh. Your use of the name is bringing down their brand. The Little Dipper management team doesn't think it's worth fighting and decides it would be better if you changed your band name. Both players move back to the start. This is an incredibly sad scenario.
Can I tell you kind of a true story that happened to me?
Yes.
So, you know, Tiny Desk Unit was a band I used to be in.
Right, of
And
course.
In town, in D.C., there was a band called R.E.M. And they were good friends, and we had a record label, 9.5 by 16 Records. We were going to record their record, and we were going to put out their record. I go to the 9:30 Club one night, and Greg, the guy who's the head of REM, comes up to me, and he says, "Hey, man, I'm really worried." I said, "What are you worried about? We're going to the studio tomorrow." He says, "There's this Athens band that's coming up, and they're called REM." And I said, "Greg, don't worry about it, really. I mean, you know, it's just another band.
No.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it."
No one ever heard from those guys ever again.
Exactly. So, anyway, that was my great advice. Where was I? Oh, you know what I want to do now? Halloween is coming.
It's true.
All right? And Lucy Dacus is putting out a series of this EP. It's called 2019. A series of music. L'Avion Rose came out for Valentine's Day. She did a song, Forever Half Mass, for 4th of July. So she comes out and she's putting out a Halloween song. What does she pick? She picks a cover song. She picks Phil Collins and the In the Air Tonight.
Oh my gosh,
I'm
iconic.
I'm scratching my head. Why?
Right.
And then I listen to the words, which I guess I kind of really haven't in 30 years. So
sure.
Thankfully. So you ready?
Lucy
Dacus, here she goes.
I was there and I saw.
Right.
That was incredible.
I just love it. Listen, I had a caller because one inspired that as a Halloween song. So I called her. She was in the van. The band was loading in Portland. But we had a couple of minute conversations. Can I just play that conversation for you that I did yesterday? I don't know how you wound up picking this song for a Halloween song, but I never in a million years would have thought that. And so... tell me his tale for you.
Well, when you listen to the lyrics, like the first verse, he's saying, like, if I saw you drowning, I wouldn't save you. He's basically a murderer just watching this person die. That's so scary. So I've always been freaked out by the song.
Wow.
So I thought it would be good for Halloween. Also, I feel like Halloween parties, like, it needs to be scary and fun. And, like, there is nothing more fun than air drumming the fill to that song with a group of people and dancing. That's where the idea came from. The band, we listened to it on the radio when we were driving around L.A., put the windows all the way down, and we were just, like, air drumming. And I was like, dang, we really got to cover this.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you did it. Who's doing the actual drumming on this?
Yeah, that's Jake Finch. He played on Half of Historian, and he's a bud in Nashville. He doesn't tour with us. The dear Ricardo Lagomasino does the trick live, and he slays it every night. It's so much fun.
I love that. Do you remember how old you were when you first heard this song?
I'm going to guess I was like 7 or 8. This is my parents' era of music. It's one of those that my mom would sing along to in the car. My mom sings along to any song that she knows. It's kind of just a part of my everyday life with her. It didn't occur to me until much later how dark the song was. And there's all this lore about it being true and Phil Collins, like, not being able to swim and watching somebody watch his friend drown. Like, his friend fell off a boat and this guy just didn't save him. But Phil Collins couldn't save him because he couldn't swim. But that's not true. It's like, there's just one interview on, I think, Jimmy Kimmel, where he was like, it's not true that I actually saw this. Like, I wrote it when I was getting divorced. I was just angry at the time. I don't think he means to address it towards his ex-wife, but I just know that he, you know, he was in a mood that day in the studio.
Do you write songs where you don't know what they are meaning to you?
I try not to understand what I'm writing while it's happening, because then I'll try to fit it back into whatever that experience was. But almost immediately when I finish a song, I'll read it and it will strike me as true to myself, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I finally found the words for this. Sometimes it's something that happened immediately, and sometimes it's something that happened like 5 years ago. So I never know how it's going to go.
It's awesome. This cover thing has just been a thrill ride as a listener, probably for you too, right?
It's been so much fun. It feels like low stakes, just every couple months being able to share something. And in the studio, like, because they're not my songs, I've been able to just kind of let go and be like, okay, let's just think about the sound and not like the greater message and like who I am as a person and how I want people to know me and like my core thoughts and beliefs. Like, that's weighing on me whenever we make my music. And yeah, this was very kind of carefree, and I learned a lot about the studio, so I recommend it. This is a cool way to put out music. I enjoyed it a lot.
That's awesome. And so Christmas is coming, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Christmas, honestly, and I think that will be clear.
Okay, so maybe a holiday song, and maybe we'll see. Maybe.
Yeah.
Thanks. Good. Say hi to everybody for me, and I hope to see you soon.
I will. Yeah, likewise. Thanks for talking.
Lucy Dacus, EP 2019. Do you like that? We all air drummed.
I know. I was just thinking while she was talking about air drumming how Lindsay and I paused the conversation when we were listening to the song so we could both solemnly air drum.
You got to commit. Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, Lucy Dacus, me and my dog, Boy Genius.
Oh, God.
Well done.
Well done.
I'm going to take a break. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah.
We're not doing so good in the board game.
No, we're really not.
This band is going back home.
Listen, I have hope for us. Our greatest hit is ahead of us.
Great. And we have great music ahead, too. And I'm Bob Boylan, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Tito's Handmade Vodka. Born and bred in Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. Music's just kind of part of our DNA, says Tito Beverage, founder and master distiller of Tito's Handmade Vodka. For recipes, videos, and more, visit them at titosvodka.com. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, 5th Generation Incorporated, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas, crafted to be savored responsibly. This message comes from NPR sponsor Sonos. Brilliant sound your way. Discover speakers, home theater products, and audio components that connect over Wi-Fi. Create a custom sound system you can control with the Sonos app, Apple AirPlay 2, and your voice. Stream from your favorite services and enjoy music, podcasts, and more in any room of your home. And now take the sound anywhere with Move, the new battery-powered, weather-resistant smart speaker. Learn more at Sonos.com.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Lindsay McKenna. I'm here with Marissa LaRusso. We're playing somewhat spooky dog-related music, it feels like.
Right? I have a spooky song, Bob.
All right.
I have a song called Good Scare. So that's spooky.
Yeah, there you go.
By the artist Torres.
Oh, which love Torres.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have a dog connection on this one, though.
Okay. Hear
stretch,
me out.
Stretch.
Torres released an album called Sprinter.
Yes.
Dogs like to run.
All right.
It works. It works. But Good Scare is the first single from the new Torres album, which comes out in January, called Silver Tongue.
Yay.
I'm so excited about this record. Mackenzie Scott is the person behind Torres. She put out 3 albums. I thought that they were each just like increasingly greater than the last. The last one was called 3 Futures, which came out in 2017. This record will be her first for Merge, and it's the first record that she produced all by herself. So this single is called Good Scare.
To love me through the bars of a golden cage. Don't make yourself sick with the wanting skittish.
said you couldn't swing it.
Thank you, Torres.
Yes.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Mackenzie said, "Good Scare is about pursuit. It arose out of the absurdity of being in love and out of the feeling of putting one's whole unguarded heart in someone's hands, fully trusting them not to shatter it."
Wow.
Mackenzie was doing a house show circuit in the last, you know, few months, and I saw her play in just like tiny house in the D.C. area in January, and seeing her solo just with an electric guitar playing old Torres songs, playing some new stuff that hadn't been released yet, it was just a really incredible experience and makes me excited to hear like what she's up to next and what's going to be on this record.
Oh, I want to be at that house show.
It was really cool.
Let's spin the dice.
Okay.
Actually.
All right.
One more.
All right.
On this pup game. I'll pop all the time. How many? Where are we going?
I landed on three.
One, two, three. Roll again.
Roll again. Okay. I got two.
Life on the Road. Okay.
I hope it's something happy this time.
Your parents have decided that you can no longer rehearse in their basement. Your part-time coffee shop job won't give you the days off tour. Your significant other is sick of you wasting your life in this directionless band. They dump you. Oh, for someone who has their stuff figured out, it's time to grow up, go back to your spaces, back to start. This is truly a full-blown meltdown game.
Is it actually ever possible to win this game? This, and these are all, like, nearly, if not true, stories.
I think so.
It's amazing. I want to play something. Julian Baker just put out a new song. It's a part of a series of 45s that Sub Pop puts out. It's called the Sub Pop Singles Club. I'm going to play a song we did Lucy Dacus earlier.
Yep.
In the air tonight. And this this is a different sort of being in the air tonight, at least the beginning of this song. So here we go.
Thank you. Tokyo, waiting to live, holding pattern 30 stories back.
So Julian Baker, great new song. It's called Tokyo. It's a 45 and also downloadable, which is wonderful. This is our like pup-themed show. And, you know, I woke up about 4:30 this morning, so I'm a little hazy. And I thought maybe I was dreaming and so forth. But I brought in Lauren Onkey because this morning she just told me this like totally bizarre story that must be told right now. I came into your office and we were talking about Ann Powers, and you know, musicians live in her neighborhood, like next door and the next door and the next door and the next door and the next door. So what did you tell me this morning?
Hi, guys. It's like this all the time at NPR Music, these sort of conversations. So Ann Powers, our great pop music critic who lives in Nashville, was out walking her dog and ran into Julian Baker.
We don't make this stuff up.
So Ann and I were texting about that last night.
And we just played Julian Baker?
Something completely different. And I had the opportunity to tell Bob that story this morning to reiterate the point that Ann is living around artists and publicists and managers every second.
And has a dog.
Yes. And has a dog. Thank you.
I love this. That's all.
What is going on in here?
You'll have to listen. It comes out Tuesday.
But Lauren, our boss, please know this is work.
Oh, boy.
Okay, then.
Do you want to roll the dice?
Actually, before we go to our next song? Rolling dice, it makes me feel like we could get lucky.
Oh.
And it came up pup.
It just landed on pup. I think it's just the number one.
Okay, move forward one.
Move one space.
Where are we going? What do we got? Lauren, what does it say?
Life on the road.
All right, what happens?
Your drummer quits to go to dental school. Nothing happens. You can get a drum machine. Your turn is over.
Thank you, Lauren Onke.
Bye, guys.
Oh, my.
All right, so we landed on pup. We're sticking with the dog theme. All right, let's walk with it here. Dogs chase squirrels. I'm bringing a song from Squirrel Flower. How does that work?
That's perfect, but Squirrel Flower, new.
Squirrel Flower, new. Squirrel Flower is 22-year-old Ella Williams. She just signed with Polyvinyl, and her debut called I Was Born Swimming will be out in January, on January 31st. So let's hear the first single.
I'm just going to say, if you didn't play this,
oh,
I was going to play this.
If neither of you had played it, I would have played
it. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge Squirrel Flower fan. I actually played a song of hers on this very show a little while ago. This is a big Squirrel Flower fan club.
Yes.
Take that, pup. Yay, Squirrel Yay. Flower.
Those guitars are so great. I love it.
Absolutely fantastic. I think this is like a unanimous hooray from this pod right here. Ella Williams comes from a musical family, and she came up kind of in the music world. She sang with the Boston Children's Chorus when she was a kid. She got involved in Boston DIY, which I think is how Marissa...
Absolutely. That's how I heard of her, yeah.
So all credit goes to Marissa on this one. She shared it this morning, and I was like, yeah, this is fantastic. I overlooked this, so thank you. Just really excited to bring Red Shoulders to the show, and the album, I Was Born Swimming, will be out January 31st.
I'm going to take us out on a group. Do you know Troupa Troupa? They're a group from Gdansk, Poland.
Oh, wow.
And I just saw them at the Pie Shop. I don't know if you've been to the Pie Shop yet.
I love the Pie
but
Shop.
It's a really good upstairs for music and, anyway, sounds like an ad. But chicken pot pie, yeah.
Who doesn't love chicken pot pie in a show?
And then a great band. So the Troupa Troupa played. They're one of these bands that are super, super loud but and punky, but then they're... all of a sudden it's melodic. So they do these two things. They have a new album that came out last month called Of the Sun. I wrote to Gregor Kitowski, who's the lead singer of the band, and he wrote me a really long thing. Thank you. But I'm just going to say one thing that he did say. It was really, really poignant. He says, I think that in music, Troupa Troupa is something like vital pessimism. It's jolly, but at the same time, it's sad. It's loud. Same time, it's quiet and calm. The song I'm going to play, which is called Dream About, is his favorite song. It's my favorite song, and we're going to go out on that.
Excellent.
And I'll just say that our coverage of the end of the decade is happening. So, yes. Anything else you want to say?
Every week, Lindsay and I pull together a collection of the best stuff that NPR Music has published throughout the week and send off the NPR Music newsletter.
Yeah.
So if people want to read that, they can subscribe at npr.org/music newsletter.
And there's all kinds of stuff, including Tiny Desks.
Tiny Desks.
Concert stuff.
A little editor's note from us. Coverage that's newsworthy. You name it. If it's music and if it happened with us, we are on it.
Awesome. Here's Troupa Troupa. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Marissa.
Thanks, Bob.
From NPR Music. Oh, boy, that was great. It's All Songs Considered. Did you practice that?
No.